Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Football Focus Podcast Thanksgiving edition, brought to you by Tommy's Pizza 2 in Cranston. William Gagan here with Kevin Pomeroy. And as always, this time of year, great time of year, we've got Thanksgiving football on tap for Thursday and Wednesday this year with Endicott and Tolgate going Wednesday night. And it's kind of a special year. If you pick up our Turkey Bowl special section in the Beacon and the Herald this week, you can read all about the history of these rivalries because this is actually the 50th year of Pilgrim and Vets and the 40th for East and West. Endicott and Tolgate, it's game number 41. So a lot of history there. We've got some cool stuff in that section about the first games. And it adds another layer to these games this year.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely. I mean, these games are competitive and are big-time rivalry games always, no matter what. But when you look back now, you can see kind of where it really started, where it all comes from, why they're such big games, and why the players and teams take so much pride in what actually happens on Thanksgiving. And I think everyone's pretty much aware, especially in East West and Vets Pilgrim, that these are some milestone years. These are some big years in the history of these games. So should make Thanksgiving even more exciting.
Absolutely. We will start our first game to break down. We've got the big one in Cranston, game number 40 for Cranston East and Cranston West. It's one of the few games that has playoff implications in addition, because Cranston East, if with a win, could climb up to the number 3 seed, with a loss would drop to the 4th seed. So that's another layer there. But as always, this game is just going to be a war. It always is. Huge crowd. Teams play some of their best football of the season, and I think it's going to be another great one this year.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going, and I've never been to one. Yeah, that's my third season covering Thanksgiving football here, and I have not seen an East-West game yet, so pretty fired up about that. And this one, like you just said, there's a lot to it between the teams being pretty close in the standings and be a little bit closer with the West win, between East trying to advance its playoff positioning a little bit, and between West not wanting to kind of give up that throne as maybe the better Cranston team or the top Cranston team around here. They've been in Division I a little longer. East only in its third year in Division I, all of a sudden, you know, has a chance to go 6-2 in the division, be the number 3 team in the playoffs. And West wants to be there. That's where they think they should be. And so I think this game is for more than just, you know, a traditional Thanksgiving rivalry. West doesn't want to give up the crown as Cranston's best team and top team.
And this was almost a play-in game. If East had, the big one was Portsmouth. If East had lost to Portsmouth, teams would come in just one game apart, and the winner of the Thanksgiving game would have gone on to the playoffs. But like you said, I don't think that makes it any less important. I think it's going to be a really interesting game. When you look at Cranston East, they've been one of the best teams in the state. Their only losses are to LaSalle and Hendricken. So I think they look like a little bit more of a favorite than Cranston West. But at the same time, East has not had its best performances the last 2 weeks.
No, it had the schedule kind of tilted the opposite way of West's, which was good for East because they knew they had a good team this season, but they hadn't really had a ton of big games in D1. They hadn't ever been above 500 in D1. This was an opportunity for them to start out the season, get a couple wins, which they did, and establish themselves as contenders. But what that also did is, with the backloaded schedule, they played Portsmouth, they played Hendricken, they played LaSalle all towards the end, and they struggled a little bit there. LaSalle, the game was a little bit of a blowout. The Hendricken game, they made a lot of mistakes in, and then they played South Kingstown to end the season, a winless South Kingstown team in Division I. And it was a ball game. It was a dogfight. So I don't know if they're reeling a little bit, but it doesn't seem like they're playing quite as well as they were earlier in the season. Some of that has to do with the level of competition. Other than that, I don't know. Maybe they're starting to realize, wow, these games are really starting to mean something now. These are big, big games. And for a team that hasn't played in a ton of them in its 3 years in Division I, maybe that's something that's going on in their head.
And I know from talking to Coach Tom Santori, he said he thought they were a little worn out, a little worn down from a lot of tough games in a row. Portsmouth was a crazy game, and then to come back the next week, so it was kind of a wild end of the season for them. So this time off in between that South Kingstown game and Thanksgiving might do them some good. On the flip side, you've got a Cranston West team that got off to a rough start, but has really played well as of late against an easier schedule. You got to say that. But they have played well. They've played better, and their defense has really come on. And I think you ask anyone in Division I, any coach, and they'll tell you Cranston West has one of the best defenses in the division.
Yeah, they're third in points allowed in Division I, which says something for a team that is 3-4 in the division. Yeah. I mean, you have 4 teams right now that are ahead of them, and West has had a better defense than 2 of them so far, including Cranston East. So we talk about East explosive offense all the time, and we talk about West defense, and that really is kind of the key matchup. If East kind of goes crazy a little bit and gets those long pass plays and starts to break the big plays with Marquis Monroe and EJ Isom and Marvin Bove and the guys that we've always talked about that are really, really explosive, then it will probably not be all that close. But if West does what it's done in a lot of the games this year and keep it low scoring, keep things close, get some pressure on the quarterback with Anthony St. Laurent, Matthew Downing coming off the sides, then I think we're in for a really, really close game. But I think a lot of it is going to depend on if they can get to East quarterback Alex Corvese and kind of keep things rolling that way.
Yeah, I think that's the really the key spot to watch, because East in the game against Hendricken struggled with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jared Witherspoon for Hendricken and Mario McLean got a lot of pressure on Corvese. And it was something he hadn't seen to that point in that season, or really in his career. You know, he hadn't even been a starter before this year. So I think that was tough. And West arguably might have a better pass rush. You know, St. Laurent might be one of the best defensive players in the state. And they've gotten a lot of pressure. So that's really going to be the key. If East can handle that, then I think they have a big edge, because West has not defended the pass well this season.
Very true. Yeah, that's the one Achilles heel for West defense. I mean, they do get to the passer, and they're very, very good at stopping the run, but teams have beaten them through the air this year. Portsmouth did, specifically. Hendricken did. LaSalle did. I mean, you know, teams have been able to throw on them. So, yeah, you got to get to Corvese. Like you said, St. Laurent's one of the best defensive players in the state, so you know he's going to be their key guy there. I mean, that's how they won the game against Tolman earlier this year, was they just kept getting pressure on the quarterback, and even though Tolman wanted to throw the ball, they couldn't. I mean, there just was no time. So that's the exact same game plan they're going to need here, and the same execution they're going to need here to stay with East. But East does have a lot of weapons, and if Corvese even gets a couple seconds, I think that could smell trouble for West.
Yeah. And on the other side, I think East defense isn't going to overwhelm you, but they have been solid at times, and I mean, gave up some points to South Kingstown, but they came up big when they needed to. West's offense hasn't ever really, you know, blown people out of the water, but Joel Ciraldi is a really good running back, all division type player, and they've been able to do enough when their defense has come up big.
Yeah, the thing there, though, is that when East has given up a lot of points, it's usually been to those explosive offenses.
True.
They gave a lot to LaSalle, they gave a lot to Portsmouth, and really those are the two big ones that stand out. Everything else has been fairly low. So West doesn't have the LaSalle-Portsmouth-type offense to put up a ton of points and really take advantage of some of the shortcomings on that East defensive side. So I think, like we've just said, if this game is going to be close, it's going to be low scoring.
Yeah.
If East can run wild, West doesn't have the offense to keep up with it, regardless of if there's a few holes or not in East defense. But I think there's a real potential for the game to be low scoring. I mean, I think it kind of lines itself up to be that way. And then when you throw in the added rivalry factor, the crowd factor, the fact that East is playing really a big spot in the playoffs. I mean, the difference between 3 and 4 is huge in terms of the opponent and in terms of history. I mean, no number 4 seed has ever beaten a number 1 seed in the Division One playoffs. It's never happened. So if East loses this game, they fall to 4, have to play LaSalle, who's undefeated, who beat them big during the year in Cranston. I mean, it's a tough matchup. They win, they go to 3, they play at Hendricken, a place they already played this year where they only lost by a touchdown in a game they thought they could have won. I mean, it's really night and day in that situation.
Yeah.
So really big for East in that regard, and big for West, because this is the last game of the season.
Yeah,
it always is.
We are going to take the Cranston East Thunderbolts on this one, 4-14. And moving on to the big one in Warwick, Warwick Vets against Pilgrim, the 50th meeting. And Vets and Pilgrim is actually the 4th oldest rivalry in the state. So it's been a long time. And I talked to some guys who played on the Vets team that won the first game, and they still have vivid memories of it. So it's a really historic rivalry, and should be another interesting matchup this year. When you look at it, it is almost a mirror image of last year. Pilgrim was in the playoff mix, lost to Mount Hope in the last week of the season to miss out, came into Thanksgiving as a favorite, and Vets upset them. This year, Vets in the playoff mix loses to Mount Hope in the final week of the season to miss out on the playoffs and will come into Thanksgiving as a favorite. Pilgrim will be trying to spring the upset.
Yeah, it's kind of eerie.
It really is.
Brian Napa said to you when you talked about it, it's an eerie situation. It's exactly the same. And one team wasn't really in the playoff race at all. That was Vets last year and Pilgrim this year. I mean, at no point really during the season were they playoff contenders. And the other ones, both the teams, Pilgrim last year and Vets this year, nobody really took them seriously, I think, at certain points during the season. And then they came up big and won big games and upset teams mm-hmm. that were playoff bound. And all of a sudden, it was like, wow, there's one game to go in the season. And if they win, they're going to be in the playoffs. And it didn't pan out for either team. But, you know, they're perfectly aligned situations. And last year, like you said, Vets pulled the upset. I mean, this year, this is Pilgrim wants revenge for that big time.
Yeah, absolutely. That is one that I think Pilgrim was shocked to lose last season.
Yeah, they were.
So, I mean, they certainly don't need any extra motivation, but if they did, all they have to do is look back at last year. Vets comes in having had its best season in a long time, really, since 2008. They played really well in big games, in Charaho and Westerly specifically. And it's really the same guys for them. They have a solid group, solid core, and then a couple of standouts, TJ Boyajian, who has rushed for almost 1,200 yards this year, so mm-hmm. a huge season, and their quarterback, Jesse Sidoma, who's really had a breakout junior season.
Yeah, teams have been able to rush against Pilgrim, too. So with a guy mm-hmm. like Boyajian, like you just said, who's having a great year and great games against pretty much anybody that they've played this mm-hmm. year, going against a Pilgrim team that really hasn't stopped it well could be a huge edge for Vets. I mean, they're going to, I imagine, going to want to run the ball, going to start running the ball, and probably will run the ball until it doesn't work. I mean, that's yeah. been the blueprint to beat Pilgrim this year. That's what pretty much everybody has done. If Pilgrim is able to get a little more fired up, to get the adrenaline going, to make some stops, Vets isn't afraid to turn to the air. I mean, Jesse Sidoma likes to throw the ball. They got a couple weapons in the receiving game. But the big edge, when you look at it on paper for Vets, is that running game and is Boyajian. I mean, mm-hmm. his big playability and explosiveness, especially when he gets to that second level, can really, really change the game. And that's what Vets is going to be concentrating on, I'm sure.
Yeah. And if you're in Warwick and you want to catch a Thanksgiving game, you go to Vets Pilgrim, Boyajian is the one who will stand out. He's the guy you want to watch. And I think, you know, he's a senior. I'm sure he wants to go out with a bang and really have a big finish. So that's definitely working in Vets' favor. Pilgrim, I think they have gotten better. You mm-hmm. haven't seen it on the scoreboard because they were so young and there was so much that needed to be improved. They have gotten better. Rob Quinn has settled in at the quarterback spot. And Mike Kelly, the last couple of weeks, has been a really solid running back for them. And if they can block well, he is capable of busting some big runs. It's just, can they put it all together when they haven't to this point?
Yeah, I mean, they had a good chance last week against Tollgate. Mm-hmm. That was in a pretty similar situation. Came up a little bit short against them. But I think that probably helped them to be in a close game, to be in a game that they thought they could win, to get a little momentum in that regard. I know they didn't win it, but you know, most of the games haven't been close this year. I mean, a lot of the games they've played have been over by halftime. So to be in that game with Tollgate maybe gets them a little step in the right direction. And I don't think that they think that Vets is overly more talented right. there. I don't think they look at this on paper and say, we can't play with Vets. You know, the games are historically close between these two teams almost always. And I think last year, like we said earlier, is a real, real motivating factor. I mean, mm-hmm. once Pilgrim missed the playoffs last year, they turned their attention to Thanksgiving and said, okay, we still had a great year in division play. Let's win on Thanksgiving. This will be a really, really, really solid year for Pilgrim. And you know, Vets came in and took it. A Vets team that had only won one game up to that point yeah. came in and took it from Pilgrim. So Pilgrim has a chance to do the exact same thing to Vets this year. And you better believe that they really want to. This is what their season will be all about right now. If they win this game, I don't think they would view the season as a failure. Not winning a game, you know, yeah. until this one. So yeah. huge game for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We are going to take Vets in this one 34-20 over Pilgrim. In our last Thanksgiving game to talk about, we've got Hendricken and Tollgate in the 41st meeting. It's really too bad that they couldn't align all their anniversaries right. in the same year.
Could be 45 or something.
But regardless, it is 41, and Hendricken has won 20 in a row and will be the heavy favorite to make it 21 this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody really believes Tollgate's going to win the game, including them, and that's not a knock on them. It's just you're talking about a Division II team that didn't win a game this year in league play, and a Division I team that might be the number two seed going into the playoffs and has won 21 straight games or 20 yeah. straight games in the series. I mean, it's just the way things have gone over the last couple of decades, and this one shouldn't be a ton different on the scoreboard. But their team's in very, very different spots. Tollgate has improved a little bit as of late, beat Pilgrim to get their first win of the season, played well against Charaho, put up 20 points. They were in the Woonsocket game they played earlier in the season. I mean, early in that game, they were in it. So there's some improvement that's gone on towards the tail end of their schedule, and I think that's sort of the trend they want. I mean, I think when they play Hendricken, they're not going to think, you know, we can beat them let's try to keep this thing overly close. I just think they want to run the plays they know they can run, execute as well as they can, and just try and stand up to Hendrickson a little bit. You know, I don't think they want to just get run over and have it be 35-0 or 28-0 after a quarter, or, you know, into the second quarter. They want to hang in a little bit and just kind of do what they can do. And if they do that, I think they'll come away pleased.
Yeah. You, when you look back at Tolgate's season, their first game of the year was a non-league game against Cranston East, who's comparable to Hendrickson, and Tolgate got just run over in the first quarter. I think it was 28-0.
Yeah.
So that was just a tough spot for them, and I think they ideally they would like to avoid that. You come out, play strong in the beginning, and don't get buried. Don't just give up, you know, 50-yard touchdowns in the first couple of plays. I think that's kind of the goal for Tolgate. On the flip side, Hendrickson, I mean, they have a playoff game, you know, 5 days after Thanksgiving, so they're going to be focused on staying healthy, maybe getting some time for some younger guys. But at the same time, they want to make sure they take care of business.
Yeah, they don't want to lose the streak. I mean, no senior class wants to be the group that loses it. They've won for two decades now. You don't want to be the one that breaks that, especially when you're overwhelming favorites. So, yeah, they're going to go. They want to take care of business. I'm sure they'll be ready to go. It's a night game like they're used to be playing, because it's a Wednesday nighter this year instead of the Thursday game traditionally, which, A, you know, is more like what they're used to, like you said, with the night game, and B, gives them a little more recovery time for that playoff game coming up. So, you know, they want to go in there. They want to do what they can. Because they have the extra day, they can probably be a little bit more aggressive. But I think the goal in general is to go out there, try and be crisp, execute your offense the way you want to, so you feel good about yourself going into that playoff game, get a sizable lead maybe by halftime, and then try and get some of the other guys into that game so you don't risk injury, and so maybe things get a little more competitive at that point. I think that would be the perfect scenario for Hendrickson. It hasn't always worked out that way throughout the years, but if they were drawing it up, I think that's what they would want.
Yeah. So we're going to take the Hawks in this one 35-6 over Tolgate. So that's going to do it for us here on the Thanksgiving edition of the Football Focus podcast. Again, your schedule, Wednesday night, Hendrickson, Tolgate at Hendrickson at 7. Cranston East, Cranston West on Thanksgiving morning at 10 a.m. at Cranston Stadium, and Pilgrim at Vets on Thanksgiving morning at 10 a.m. Should be a good day. Should be an exciting day of football. So go out there and enjoy it before you eat some turkey. We will be back here next week to talk playoffs.
Either one game or two games. Yep. Either Hendrickson East or Hendrickson Portsmouth and East LaSalle. So we'll find out.
Yep. All right. Thanks for joining us again here on the Football Focus podcast, brought to you by Tommy's Pizza 2. And we will see you next week.